record album, which Columbia assembled after the singer briefly jumped ship for David Geffen's fledgling Asylum Records. I don't think Dylan wanted that record to be released, but honestly, I'm not sure why, because even when he is trying to sabotage some of those songs, the result is a brilliant one. And that does it for me. This is Jeff Romaine signing off. And stay tuned for Dixie Marmalade. Dan is in the house, ready to bring you a fine program. We've got some jazz after that with Swing Shift and a great night of programming here. So keep it tuned to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org. Good night, everybody.
catch that boat. We'll be late.
Well, we got plenty of time to catch that boat. I got to get another half.
Getting back at me and don't even know how to carry a mule without letting his legs hang down, you little tadpole.
All right, the Steamboat Whistle blew. It sounded off, and here we are at Dixieland Marmalade, 10 after 8. I want to thank Jeff for an informative show. I like the thought content that he puts into it and what he tells you about folk music. Remember, something's always more interesting if you know a little bit of what's going on. Good evening. I'm Dan Dano, and this show is called Dixieland Marmalade. This show airs once a month, the third Thursday of the month. We used to be on the second Thursday of the month. I've been doing this show for about 10 years now. I guess the time has really flown. We have three DJs on this show, Joanne Cole, Jerry Maddox, and myself. And we are very passionate about traditional jazz, Dixieland jazz. And it's just we do this show in the memory of Buck Buckner, who kind of started this show. We started with something a little different tonight, Seba Venet, and that was a tune called High Society, where they try to get the arrangement as close to the 6 and 7 8 string band as possible, with the guitar and mandolin kind of trading lead. The name of that CD is Revisiting New Orleans String Band, and it's pretty informative about string bands in New Orleans, which is something that you wouldn't think about when you think about New Orleans music. Next up, we went to Bix Beiderbecke, and that was a tune, of course, called Clarinet Marmalade, which I think inspired the name of this show, Dixieland Marmalade. That was recorded in 1927. That seems to be a very important year because that's when Babe Ruth had a standout year and my parents were born. And Jelly Roll Morton was next up with Steamboat Stomp, and that was from 1926. The music still sounds great all these years later, getting close to maybe 90 years now that when those things were first recorded. They sound great. We want to jump ahead and give you a taste of what Dixieland's traditional jazz sounded like in the 1950s. We're going to go to Oscar Papa Celestin, Celestin's Tuxedo Jazz Band. And what that meant was that these are the guys that really spiffed up when they went out to play. And they were doing a radio show and starting about 1949. The name of the show was called Dixieland Jam Bake, and they were aired nationally over the ABC radio network. Originated from ABC's New Orleans affiliate WDSU and reached millions of listeners from coast to coast. And the radio show featured two bands, Papa Celestin's Tuxedo Jazz Band and Sharky Bonanno's Kings of Dixieland, and they would alternate tunes. Let's go to Oscar Papa Celestin.
You fellas going to play something for us now?
Well, we're going to try to do a little something.
Who are the guys going to play it?
We have Octave Crosby on the piano. And we have Ricard Alexis on the bass.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And William Matthews on the trombone. And old man Alphonse Pico is on the clarinet. And Christopher Golson Black Happy is on the drums. And old man Papa Celestin is at the mic. All right.
And he's going to play a little trumpet for
us. Yeah, we're going to give him, Mr. Webb, we're going to give him a little bit of the Sheikah Verity.
The Sheikah Verity?
Is that right? Yes.
Oh, sure.
Are you ready, boys? Thank you.
You're gonna miss me when I'm far away. Being so lonely, just for me only. You know, honey, I've always let you have your way, because I'm henpecked when you leave me. You know it's gonna grieve me. You're gonna miss your bent up daddy, baby. Some of these days, gotta sing it again, so you will understand. Sing it again 100 times, so you'll understand. You're gonna miss my hugging, yeah. Gonna miss my kissing. You're gonna miss me, sweetheart, when I'm far away. Gonna feel so lonely. Just for me only. You know, honey, I've always let you have your way, because I love you. Yes, I love you better than I love myself. You're gonna miss me, baby, some of these days.
All right. Good evening. It's 8:33 here on your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver. This is Dano, and I'm in the Denver studio tonight doing Dixieland Marmalade. I've been fortunate enough to do the last 3 months, mainly because Joanne Cole, one of our other DJs on the show, is living in New Orleans for 3 months. And Jerry Maddox is celebrating his 50th wedding anniversary by taking his wife on a 100-day cruise around the world. So here I am, and I do it every month if they would let me. So I won't be on until December, but I really like doing this show because, you know, this show and Jack Rummel's Ragtime America, they do represent the genesis of jazz. Very nice compliment to each other. That set started with Oscar Papa Celestin from an R. Hurley CD called the 1950s radio broadcast Sheik of Araby, and Denny Barker and the New Orleans Rhythm Kings from a CD called American Giro. And that was a track called Some of These Days. Danny Barker, banjo, guitar, and vocals. He is the one that sparked the brass band revival. Mainly because he got young teenage guys to take up the instruments, and they met at the Fairfield Baptist Church and played. The tradition was dying in New Orleans at that time. And here's a little bit of information about the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. They were founded in 1920 and reorganized by trombonist Frank Nondorf in 1961. Really nice CD there. Came out, not much publicity. Kind of just saw it, and I grabbed it. After that was a fantastic new CD that came out last year. Henry Butler, Steve Bernstein. And that was a title track called Viper's Drag. And want to send that out to all you 420 celebrants out there. And, of course, if we play a track called Viper's Drag, then we got to go play Louis Armstrong. And we played You Don't Jive Me from sort of a document CD. 1928, 1929, and that was recorded June 28th, 1928. Well, we do have a KGNU membership party coming up a week, in less than a week, Tuesday, April 21st, 6 to 9 p.m. at the History Colorado Center at 1200 Broadway in Denver. And this is a sort of a special thank you to all our listener members whose financial support keeps KGNU strong. You have to have your card, and then you get into the History Colorado Center free on April 21st to see the traveling exhibit, 1968, the year that rocked history. At 7 p.m., a special presentation, The Hippie Problem, from State Historian Bill Convery, explores the tension between the counterculture and the mainstream in Colorado in the 1960s and 70s. Psychedelic tunes spun on vintage vinyl by KGNU's DJ Rhett Rogers. Dress up as your favorite 1960s archetype and join us Tuesday, April 21st. Well, I like to play a lot of traditional stuff. Maybe people that, you know, sort of define the traditional jazz era. And I also like to play people that are kind of doing their best to kind of keep that tradition alive, one of which is this lady in New Orleans, Lindsay Zaworski. And I'm going to play you a track called Carelessly.
Hey there, this is Luke Topp from Fool's Gold, and you're listening to KGNU Colorado.
And this is KGNU in Boulder and Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherlands, and online at kgnu.org. And you're listening to Swing Shift.